All right, what's up, Build a Biz community? You're about to watch a live from our inner circle on Facebook. Really went deep on how we started and how we transitioned from grinding a 9-to-5 to running our business full time. I think you're gonna find this super valuable. Frankie's about to do that. Nick from the inner circle did it as well. Many others, so enjoy. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more content like this, and we'll jump into the live.
Welcome to the Two Guys Build a Biz podcast. This is your host, David Schlace.
And this is Derek DeMike.
Here, along with the hashtag BuildIt community, we've built a movement of doers who are leveraging social media to start and scale agencies to help their clients, or who are leveraging social media to grow their own businesses and communities.
We show up here every single week to help you and support you along your way, no matter how much you know about social media marketing. Let's dig into this content. And if you're curious about starting and scaling your own agency, or even if you're just looking how to learn how to use social media like a boss, we've written the blueprint on how to do just that at thesmmablueprint.com. That's thesmmablueprint.com. Check it out.
Says I'm single with no kids, I have no debt obligations, and I live a real lean lifestyle. It's freaking perfect. I got enough cash to last about 5 months, leaving my job this month to focus on building my biz. It's something I'm seriously considering. My belief in this is that strong.
Love
Hell
it.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I mean, that's kind of where David and I were at. Like, our mentality when we had started our business officially in like December of, I think it was like 2016 or 2017, I can't remember. But basically by the first of the year, just a couple weeks into incorporating, we had our first client. Then we had two or three. And I think we basically just managed 2 to 3 clients while we had 9-to-5s. And it wasn't until, you know, months of doing this, it was like 3-4 months where, you know, we kind of just had an honest conversation with ourselves and said, like, you know, is this going to be something that's going to pay us an extra 5 G's a month? And, you know, we're just going to keep working our 9-to-5s. And because, like, we initially thought, all right, you know, both of us are making 6 figures in our day jobs. We need to build up the business to pay us both 6 figures and then we'll walk away. That didn't happen because we just didn't put in the work because, you know, we didn't because we were working 9-to-5. We would grind after hours like we talked about, but it was kind of like we would build it up and then just maintain it as we were working. And we finally decided, like, hey, you know, the only time, I mean, we can always go back to our job. You know, I didn't burn a boat at my employer. Like, I could go back there and get a job again. So it was like, what's the worst case scenario that could happen? A, we have to pay for our own health insurance. Okay, so we looked into that. That's a couple $100 a month. Not too scary. And B, worst case, we just go back to doing what we're doing already today. So, like, we just said, fuck it. And we burned the boat and cut off that day job supply of income. Same. We have like 6 to 8 months. I think I maybe had like 6 to 8 months worth of savings that I could rest on. Probably a year if I was just super lean, but enough to continue with my lifestyle that I had. We burned down our savings, built it up and just grinded, got a bunch of clients and, really just had that sink or swim mentality. And, you know, there's ups and downs throughout the process, but every single day looking back at where I was at my 9-to-5 job, I mean, I would never trade this for a second, because it's just a whole different level of freedom. And like every day when you're going to work and you are working, it's like, it's just an empowering feeling because you're actually doing every action that you take is an internal motivation to take it. Yeah. Like nobody's sitting there telling you, okay, you need to be at work at 9 and you need to clock out at 5 and you need to accomplish these goals between then and then. Nobody's telling you that shit. So at the end of the day, when you knock out 10 tasks and you know, knock out 10 different projects or make 10 different sales calls or whatever, you land a meeting, all that shit is just internal stuff that you created, you decided to do. And it's just an empowering feeling to to be doing that every single day. And there's definitely, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's times where, you know, when we first started and we were like, oh shit, you know, maybe we're going to have to skip a pay period because our client didn't pay us on time. And then we had to learn that lesson the hard way and be like, you know, okay, we need to insulate and have a bigger savings lined up, or just bake that into our process that some people are going to be late, and maybe scale back our salary and then yep. just keep adding from there. So, you know, there's going to be times where you're frustrated, but like any time that I've been frustrated in the business is just, it's so tiny compared to my frustration when I was working for somebody else and I wasn't able to run it the way I wanted to. You know, I just felt like I felt like I was operating at such a small level. Like I was in sales and, you know, I had a 6-figure job and I was doing really well. I was hitting my quota, you know, getting awards, perks, bonuses, all that stuff. And at the end of the day, I felt like I was giving 10% because like, okay, I'm
such
doing sales. I'm
such
like,
a good point.
There's like all these other areas around it. There's marketing, there's sales, there's content creation, there's project management, there's client relationship, there's operations. Like there's all these other things that I felt like I could have my hands in. And I just felt like I was sitting on my hands just doing one thing at a company. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you, hey, go and, you know, fuck it, quit your job until you're ready. But there is definitely a sense of urgency that comes when you do quit because you have no choice other than to hustle your ass off and make it work. Yeah. You know, I think somebody, maybe it was like Elliot Hull, so he might've been quoting like Ralph Waldo Emerson or something like that. But I think the quote was something like winners don't always make the right decision, but the decision that they make that decision right. So like maybe right now quitting your job isn't the perfectly right decision, but if you did, you know, you're a winner and you would make that decision right by making it work and doing that, the steps that need to make it happen.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, like when we were kind of talking about it, like Derek said, like we got the first client and it was like, we immediately started eyeballing the door. Like, okay, like if we're actually gonna make this like a full-time thing, like what, you know, we were having discussions like month after month, you know, every couple of days, just like, this could be a real thing. What do we need to do to make it happen? You know, blah, blah, blah. And like we had this savings goal where like, we need to have like this arbitrary, you know, number of dollars in our savings account in order to like feel safe in walking away from this forever and like doing this. Right. And then almost simultaneously, both of our jobs completely changed in terms of like what was happening at the organizations. Like my company was bought, Derek's company, like
sales, I got a new manager that sucked. Like,
yeah. And it was like, the world was just pushing us towards the door. Right. It was like, this is clearly like a sign. And then we were just like, you know what? There is no perfect time, you know? And like, exactly like Derek said, it might, you know, maybe in our eyes, like we didn't know it was the right decision, but we made it the right decision because we believed in ourselves and we knew what we were capable of. And then exactly like he just said, we felt like we were giving 10%. I cannot tell you like how I feel like a fucking Greek god in terms of like my ability to get things done in comparison to how I felt, you know, 5 years ago when I thought I was killing it as a 6-figure sales guy. Like,
yeah,
there's no comparison. Like the amount of stuff that I get done in a day and a week now and that we're able to produce, like who knew that we'd be able to create a course like this while running an agency, going live all the time in the group, like helping and mentoring people, like it, while still living like a great lifestyle. I mean, it's, you know, it's really kind of an unlock. And I think the most relaxed day that either of us ever had was actually that first day that we didn't have to go back to our 9-to-5, oddly enough. Like,
I think it was literally the day I quit. Like I remember leaving the parking lot and then I lived on Buck Hill, which is like a ski resort at the time. And it was summertime. So it's just a big green hill and they had a bar like right on the ski slope. So I walked from my apartment to the bar and I just sat up on the patio, opened up my laptop and I was like, this is my fucking life now. Like,
yep.
This is it. Like, I'm just, this is the office. It's not a cubicle, that I have to park, you know, 14 football fields away from my office and then go up 10 floors and then walk another football field through cube. And I'm just another number in this cogwheel. And it just felt good to just unplug and just get the fuck out of that system. Like, I actually, my girlfriend's dad retired this weekend or last weekend, and I went to his retirement party at like a big corporation. And I can't tell you the anxiety I had just like sitting in, because like I was sitting in this huge like cubicle conference room and like all these people, and I'm just looking at everybody's faces, and I just remember like where I was at that point. And I was just like so grateful, like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not doing this anymore. And like everyone's like clapping their hands, like, oh, congratulations, you know, you've been here 30 years. I'm just like, fuck, that sounds so terrible. Like being somewhere, oh great, yeah, you were there for 30 years. Oh my God, like that just sounds like a nightmare, honestly. That I can't even, like, that just makes me sick. It just makes me fucking sick. And Oh, I was just going to say, somebody else in her family, you know, recently retired too. And, you know, same thing, 30 years at this job. And she was like, yeah, and the day I left, they gave my job to, you know, a girl that had just a year or two of experience. And she was so pissed off about it. And I'm just like, that's your own fucking fault. Like,
yep.
That means you didn't provide value. Like you, I don't know. I just can't imagine doing that ever. Like, well, I can't. It just blows my mind. Like, oh yes, I was there for 40 years. Like, sweet. Now I can just live off of peanuts for the next, you know, 10 years till I die. Like, fuck that. No fucking way.
You know, and it's kind of funny. It's like that stability is exactly the same thing that's like holding you back from what you could really, you know, become and give to them. I mean, our parents just come from a completely different generation where you just couldn't go live and talk to people like this. You know, people couldn't just like, I mean, it's just crazy. One of my favorite things is to like, you know, remind myself of how lucky I am, because like I'll go sit at coffee shops at like 8 a.m., you know, or like over the lunch hour, you know, just to like get out of the office or whatever. And like, there's this rush. There's that rush of people at like 8 a.m. or lunch where like they come and that's their 20 minutes of time, you know, and they just can't get through the line fast enough, you know, and everybody's pissed at the barista and it's not going fast enough and they just got to get this fucking coffee, you know, and then shoop, they're out. And then it's just back to the people on their laptops, you know, for the other 4 hours of the day in between, you know, and like, you're just in flow state, just hanging out, working from your laptop. And I'm just like, man, I'm so happy that I didn't have to go get rushed back to the office or like, you know, rush to meet whatever like punch out timeline that I just had, you know. And it's easy to take it for granted. And you don't even know what that feels like though, until you burn that boat, you take the risk that few are willing to do and, you know, join the community of people that live on their own time, you know? And it's not for the faint of heart.
So many easy things.
Yep.
Like just so this Frankie, morning, like I was just gonna say really quick, like this morning I worked out, like, you know, sweat my ass off, took a shower, and then I remember like I was standing in the kitchen and I was just super dehydrated because I had just like worked out after like fasting, didn't eat, and, you know, filled up my glass of water and just sat there in the kitchen and just slowly drank the whole fucking glass, like, you know. And I was just, I appreciated that moment to just sit there and be able to drink that glass of water at my own time. Whereas like before, I would have been like chugging it out the door, run, grab my bag, tear ass out of there to get to work or whatever. And I was just like, I just sat there and drank the water and just breathed. I was like, this is nice. Like,
yep.
I'm not going to rush slamming this glass of water. I'm just going to take my time and drink this glass of water, like, because my body needs it right now. And, you know, I don't know. I just felt super grateful just to sit there and drink this stupid glass of water.
Dude, well, yesterday, like, I went and took, you know, walked my dog for a little bit, sat down on a bench right by the lake. It was like 80 degrees already at like 9 a.m. just kind of sat there, jumped on the morning sales meeting for our team, you know, and kind of like the, you know, kind of going over like what, you know, the accounts need help. Like we just have a team meeting every morning. So I just sat on a bench with my dog, like everybody dialed in. We had our meeting.
Looking at the lake.
Yeah. Looking at the lake, like just beautiful. Jump off that, do a 3 mile loop, like sit down on the bench again. I'm like, oh, I got some client posts. I got to get up. Just, you know, sitting there. My dog's just kind of rolling around on the grass. I'm just kind of doing some client posts and stuff. I'm like, I got somewhere I could be, but I don't have anywhere that I have to be right now. You know, I can do the work I need to do like right here, you know, in the beautiful sunshine. Like I don't have to worry. Like my client's not going to be like, dude, why aren't you at your desk? You know, it's 9:30. Like this is the third time this week, you know, what's up with these morning runs, bro? What's going on?
Yeah. Like,
you know, they, as long as it gets done, they don't care. Like, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's just lucky. It's a blessing to be able to build a business that we have no debt to start. Like I get to run with Derek, one of my best friends. Like we sucked it up. We went through the first couple of months of figuring everything out and we were reaping the rewards, you know? And that's why we put this course together, like is so that other people can do it in less time. You know, like Frankie, you bought the course less than a month ago, maybe a little more. I'd have to check the date, but now you're like, have an exit strategy for your, from your 9 to 5. Like the fact that Nick Neville was able to do that was worth all the effort of making this course, period. Like if one person, if the impact I have on this world is one person being able to quit the corporate grind and go into business for themselves, like I'll shoot all the videos that I need to, you know, and the fact that we got more people thinking about doing that, like, you know, it's just awesome.
Hell yeah.
So
cool. Well, let's maybe bounce. I know we got a sales meeting coming up here and I can't see the time on my cell phone while I'm live, but yeah, we got a pitch to do.
So Frankie, let us know if you have any more questions, man. Everybody else in the group, hope you found this beneficial. If you have ideas for future lives, definitely let us know. Anything you want us to talk about that maybe isn't like SMMA course material per se, let us know and we'll riff on it. But thanks for jumping on.
Awesome. See you guys
later, dudes.